Unit 3. Following the Fashion. Fashion Style. 2. What style should I wear? Jenny and Peter are talking about fashion styles. Listen to the conversation and answer these questions.
I just got some new fall fashions.
Cool. Show me.
Here, what do you think?
You bought 5 striped shirts?
That's the style this year.
Well, at least they're all different.
Yeah, some have vertical stripes, some have horizontal.
I like that one.
Me too. It's got thin stripes on the top and at the bottom.
You can wear it with your plaid skirt.
No way, Peter. I never wear stripes with plaid.
It was just an idea. Vertical stripes make you look thin and tall.
But horizontal stripes can make you look fat.
No wonder most of your shirts have vertical stripes.
To make me look better. It works.
It may help, but you still have a long way to go.
I just got some new fall fashions.
Cool. Show me.
Here, what do you think?
You bought 5 striped shirts?
That's the style this year.
Well, at least they're all different.
Yeah, some have vertical stripes, some have horizontal.
I like that one.
Me too. It's got thin stripes on the top and at the bottom.
You can wear it with your plaid skirt.
No way, Peter. I never wear stripes with plaid.
It was just an idea. Vertical stripes make you look thin and tall.
But horizontal stripes can make you look fat.
No wonder most of your shirts have vertical stripes.
To make me look better. It works.
It may help, but you still have a long way to go.
3. Spring fashion on campus.
Jessica is a student walking on campus. Mike is a reporter for the campus magazine. He's interviewing Jessica. Listen to the conversation and answer these questions.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm working for Campus Magazine, and I'd like to write an article about spring fashion on campus. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure, but you have to be quick.
Could you tell me the fashion trends you've spotted this spring on campus?
This spring is all about having fun with prints and colors.
What prints and what colors?
It's springtime, so of course the floral prints and bright colors.
Oh, yeah. Can you say something about your own style?
I spend a lot of time at the library, so comfortable clothes are ideal. This jumper with floral prints gives a touch of spring. My jogger pants go with Nikes for a classic and comfortable look.
What article of clothing you'd like to own this spring?
I'd love to own a bright-colored scarf. It would really add some color to a neutral outfit.
That's right. Oh, it's time for your class. Thank you very much for your help.
It's a pleasure, and I hope to see your article on our campus magazine.
Three. Spring fashion on campus.
Jessica is a student walking on campus. Mike is a reporter for the campus magazine. He's interviewing Jessica. Listen to the conversation and answer these questions.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm working for Campus Magazine, and I'd like to write an article about spring fashion on campus. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure, but you have to be quick.
Could you tell me the fashion trends you've spotted this spring on campus?
This spring is all about having fun with prints and colors.
What prints and what colors?
It's springtime, so of course the floral prints and bright colors.
Oh, yeah. Can you say something about your own style?
I spend a lot of time at the library, so comfortable clothes are ideal. This jumper with floral prints gives a touch of spring. My jogger pants go with Nikes for a classic and comfortable look.
What article of clothing you'd like to own this spring?
I'd love to own a bright-colored scarf. It would really add some color to a neutral outfit.
That's right. Oh, it's time for your class. Thank you very much for your help.
It's a pleasure, and I hope to see your article on our campus magazine.
5. Qipao Manners. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
My mother's qipao was made of red silk that shone like a ribbon, soft to touch, heavy in my arms. It fit every curve of her tiny body, making a woman out of her. As a little girl, I used to play dress up in it. By the time I was 12, raised on milk and cheeseburgers in America, I had outgrown it. My mother promised that one day she would take me to China to have my own qipao made. The qipao is a body-skimming robe with a high mandarin collar and distinctive flap across the front combined with a form-fitting European-style dress. We set off for Hong Kong on our family vacation. My mother and I raced through a rainy city in search of silk. We didn't find my fabric. Our family holiday continued. In Shanghai, my mother suggested we shop for a qipao. I held my parents' hands for the first time since childhood. The traffic stops for no one, and no one stops for traffic. On Nanjing Road, the main shopping thoroughfare, beyond the expensive European boutiques, is a store called Silk King. Qipao is best made with a stiffer fabric, said the storekeeper, showing me my choices. It is a formal dress. It needs to have its own manner. It needs to fit your body smoothly. If a fabric is too soft, it will ruin the effect. I liked a traditionally patterned red silk. Shifu Li took my measurements. He drew patterns on colored rice paper. We chose the cut of the sleeves, the height of my collar, the silk for the edging, the fastenings. The next morning, I arrived for my first fitting. As I sat down heavily on a bench, he cried out and grabbed my arm. No, there is a manner to qipao, a way to sit, like this. I lowered myself slowly, following the give of the dress and the fabric. The dress defined my movements. There was only one way to sit. Yes, that is the way. Thank you, Shifu, I said in my best Mandarin. I felt more Chinese already. I had my first qipao. I knew what I was looking for. There is a manner to qipao. I had learned from my mother and Shifu Li.
7. Read me. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the liaison.
Come on.
Come in.
In your own time.
Rain or shine. What to wear to work. 2. Rules for dressing. Nancy is a style expert. She is offering advice to Diana on how to dress properly in office. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
Good morning. May I help you? Yes, I'm wondering what to wear to work. Something fashionable yet appropriate. Any rules to follow?
In fact, there are no particular rules of fashion, yet most style experts agree on a few basic principles.
Yes, I've heard about some of these, like never wear sneakers with stockings or keep bright colors away from your face.
These hold true. There are other rules for proper dressing.
Sounds interesting. What are they?
Always look neat and clean. Make sure your clothes fit. Don't overdo trends.
Don't overdo trends? What does that mean?
Let's say leopard print is in. To look fashionable, you go out and buy a hat, blouse, skirt, bag and shoes, all in leopard print. Bad move.
And what about the styles of clothes? Should we just stick to a few?
It depends. But don't fill your wardrobe with any single style.
And ill-fitting clothes?
Ill-fitting clothes are a fashion no-no. Examples are pants that are too long, skirts that are too tight, and jackets that are too short. Sizes vary from designer to designer. so stick to what lies nicely on your body.
Thanks a lot. I think I've learned a great deal.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering what to wear to work. Something fashionable yet appropriate. Any rules to follow?
In fact, there are no particular rules of fashion, yet most style experts agree on a few basic principles.
Yes, I've heard about some of these, like never wear sneakers with stockings or keep bright colors away from your face.
These hold true. There are other rules for proper dressing.
Sounds interesting. What are they?
Always look neat and clean. Make sure your clothes fit. Don't overdo trends.
Don't overdo trends? What does that mean?
Let's say leopard print is in. To look fashionable, you go out and buy a hat, blouse, skirt, bag and shoes, all in leopard print. Bad move.
And what about the styles of clothes? Should we just stick to a few?
It depends. But don't fill your wardrobe with any single style.
And ill-fitting clothes?
Ill-fitting clothes are a fashion no-no. Examples are pants that are too long, skirts that are too tight, and jackets that are too short. Sizes vary from designer to designer, so stick to what lies nicely on your body.
Thanks a lot. I think I've learned a great deal.
3. Dress code for a job interview. Kate is going to have a job interview. She asks for some dressing tips from Linda. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
I have a job interview tomorrow. Any dressing tips?
T-shirt and jeans are completely no-no for a job interview,
but they're comfortable.
Listen, there is an old cliche. You need to dress for success.
It sounds stupid,
but it's true. What you wear to an interview is as important as what's on your resume.
Then tell me what to wear.
What industry are you trying to get a job in?
Accounting.
It's a conservative industry, so dress for a simple and chic look.
Could you be more specific?
Well, a basic black skirt suit, a white collared shirt, simple black pumps, nude pantyhose.
That's all.
And a black bag. I promise you won't go wrong with this outfit.
Three. Dress code for a job interview. Kate is going to have a job interview. She asks for some dressing tips from Linda. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions.
I have a job interview tomorrow. Any dressing tips?
T-shirt and jeans are completely no-no for a job interview,
but they're comfortable.
Listen, there is an old cliche. You need to dress for success.
It sounds stupid,
but it's true. What you wear to an interview is as important as what's on your resume.
Then tell me what to wear.
What industry are you trying to get a job in?
Accounting.
It's a conservative industry, so dress for a simple and chic look.
Could you be more specific?
Well, a basic black skirt suit, a white collared shirt, simple black pumps, nude pantyhose.
That's all.
And a black bag. I promise you won't go wrong with this outfit.
5. Two journalists' opinions on dressing professionally.
Read the passage about dressing professionally and do the exercises.
1. Dress for success. I used to be a journalist myself. I am retired after 43 years with the same newspaper. Assigned to cover local, state, and federal courts for more than 20 years, I prided myself on wearing a coat and tie every day of my employment. After all, I had been interviewing lawyers and judges who wore this type of clothing. And when in Rome and other places, I mostly wore sports coats and slacks, but had a white shirt with a necktie every day. But some years back, our newspaper commenced hiring journalism students from colleges. And before I knew it, the newspaper permitted beginner journalists to wear blue jeans. I don't recall what kind of shirts were worn, but neckties were out. To me, the coat and tie showed I had a little pride in how I appeared in public. Personally, I wish today's journalists could have more pride in their appearance and in their work. 2. Some traditions don't die. As a 25-year-old journalist, let me say that professional dressing has not died, at least with me. I generally avoid wearing blue jeans and t-shirts, even on casual days, even when it's perfectly acceptable to do so. Why? It's not that I want to feel superior. I just feel that dressing in a nice shirt and tie gives me the mental message that I'm here to work, not to play. And it lets those older than I know that I mean business. If I'm working on a Saturday, I might loosen up a bit, especially if I have to go cover an event outdoors. If I'm at a crime scene and need to talk to witnesses or neighbors, I might loose the tie and unbutton the collar to fit in a bit better. But I still never wear jeans to work or to events, and several of my young colleagues follow the same philosophy.
Vocabulary, new words.
Reflect.
Character.
Occasion.
Regarding.
Striped.
Vertical.
Horizontal.
Stripe.
Plaid.
Spot.
Floral.
Jumper.
Neutral.
Outfit. Ribbon.
Curve.
Dress up.
Cheeseburger.
Outgrow.
Body skimming.
Robe.
Mandarin.
Distinctive.
Flap.
Form-fitting.
Fabric.
Thoroughfare.
Boutique.
Stiff.
Pattern.
Measurement.
Rice paper.
Sleeve.
Height.
Edging.
Fastening.
Give. Admission.
Impress.
Casual.
See-through.
Miniskirt.
Sneaker.
Sandal.
Expert.
Principal.
Neat.
Overdue.
Leopard.
Ill-fitting.
No-no.
Vary.
Code.
Cliché.
Resume.
Industry.
Accounting.
Conservative.
Chic.
Pumps.
Nude.
Pantyhose.
Presenter.
Spot.
Professionally.
Retired.
Court.
Slacks.
Journalism.
Recall.
Personally.
Superior.
Mental.
Loosen.
Witness.
Loose.
Unbutton.
Philosophy.
Brand.
Image.
Stylish.